The Environmental Protection Agency and the Pebble Limited Partnership announced this morning they have reached an agreement out of court to settle a lawsuit. Tom Collier is Pebble's CEO.
What we were after in the settlement was a return to normalized permitting.
Under the terms of the agreement, EPA will no longer pursue the preemptive Clean Water Act restrictions proposed under the Obama administration. Pebble will dismiss its lawsuits against the agency and will prepare a mine plan and environmental impact statement. The settlement says Pebble needs to begin the permit application within the next 2.5 years, a timeline Collier says the company will meet.
You know, my goal is that we meet it by a long shot. And then the EPA cannot do anything under the Clean Water Act with respect to the project until there's a final EIS or until 48 months from the date of the settlement, whichever occurs first.
In a written statement, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt says the decision does not guarantee or prejudge any outcome on Pebble. Many of Pebble's opponents had long backed the EPA and its unique effort to block large-scale mining in the Bristol Bay watershed. United Tribes of Bristol Bay Director Alana Hurley gathered regional leaders to speak out against the deal yesterday, even before it was made public.
We're here today to express our great sense of betrayal and outrage as it appears that the Pebble Limited Partnership and EPA are set to announce a settlement concerning the proposed Clean Water Act protections our people have fought so hard for.
Pebble's many opponents, from environmentalists to tribes to commercial and sport fishing groups, were swift to voice similar disappointment today. Many accused Pebble and EPA of using a backroom deal to undo the years of work that had been done with a lot of public input. Collier says Pebble has a progressive mine plan to unveil soon that is smaller than many people will expect. He says the next goal is to line up a partner to financially back the project, then begin the permit process.